stop, drop, and listen. I'm Magda, and you've just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live, from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos adiós. Usually, people will come to me with ideas for businesses or new ventures they want to go on because they think I can put the word out. And they're right. I can. I love to put the word out, especially when I feel passionate about something. I also love to make money. So two very strong driving forces. However, when my friend Teresa, a fellow parent from Gulliver Schools, asked me out to lunch, she didn't really tell me what she wanted. But, you know, I am a very active Gulliver parent, and I really only have 1 year left. So I'm just kind of, you know, at their mercy this year trying to serve. I'm actually considering serving after my son graduates from high school because Gulliver has been a savior for me and my son and my family throughout my divorce and my rough adapting to a single life and being a single parent and being alone with my son. It was very difficult, and Gulliver helped me. So anyone that is associated to Gulliver has my undying support. So she came to me through the Gulliver connection. And of course, I sat down with her and she began to tell me some intimate details about her life. And in a tear-stained voice, she told me, she was shaking, that her son had scoliosis, and I almost fell out of my chair. I'm going to tell you why, because I have scoliosis. She didn't know that. Most people don't know that unless they read a blog or something. If you look at me, I actually look pretty good. My posture is pretty good. And the reason is I exercise a lot. And I exercise a lot, not only for the way I look, mainly I exercise for the way I feel. And, you know, that's also kind of odd. Usually people are motivated by the diet and all that stuff. I used to be. I'm not anymore. I know that when I don't work out, it hurts me. It hurts my sitting down. It hurts everything. So what I do is I work really hard to keep my spine straight. The word scoliosis is a Greek word, and I love the Greek language. It's a medical condition, and it's a serious illness in which the spine is curved. It's curved usually in an S or a C. I have the S-shaped curve. Teresa told me she was doing an event and she wanted to raise some money. She didn't say how much money. She just said, I need help. I said, yes. I had less than a week to help her. And my word out works quickly. One press of a button and I've alarmed at least 100,000 people. One press of a button. Imagine if I dedicated myself. In this case, I did. The event in 2 hours, in a daytime event, raised over $100,000. That's not even the tip of the iceberg, because this type of illness needs over $1 million a year in research alone. I met so many interesting people. I met so many children that have scoliosis, that wore a back brace just like me, that have a beautiful scar down the center of their back. I actually am very jealous of that scar. I wish I had that scar. I unfortunately don't have that scar. I have other scars, which I'm going to show one day. So brace yourselves. But the scar that I wanted was the one down the center of my spine. Reason being is I would have had a much more productive life. However, I would have been limited in other ways. Pain is typically not present with scoliosis. Just the deviation and the deformity is common. I was deformed at the age of 10. I was fortunate enough to be detected, and also very lucky that my parents were able to afford the fiberglass brace. It was very expensive. It was also very painful to wear. Once the diagnosis is confirmed, you know, through x-rays and stuff, you need to immediately treat it, brace it, or operate it. That's it. That's how they treat children. Now, with adults, it's a little different. Sometimes they just give them exercise. Reason being is that adults are usually fragile and can't recuperate. The fusion operation is very complicated. I met a series of magicians at this event. by setting scoliosis straight at the Giving Back Hope event at the Biltmore Hotel this weekend. Treatment depends on the degree of the curve, the location, and the cause. The most common cause is genetics. My father was the one that had it. He had it in a C shape. Minor curves, they can be watched and periodically just, you know, treated with a massage and stuff. We don't need bracing. But 3 out of 10 girls have it. 1 out of 10 boys have it. Treatments include exercise, bracing, and surgery. What you want to do is keep it straight until the growing stops. Most people grow until they're 25 years old. Yesterday, I met a series of women that grew after the operation. That's fascinating. I would have been taller. Imagine Revite taller. Now, that the world couldn't handle a Revite that was taller. Evidence of chiropractic manipulation and dietary supplements and exercise prevents worsening is maybe not a true statement. Exercise, however, is recommended. A lot of people don't agree with the operation. I'll tell you, I wish I would have gotten it. My parents couldn't afford it and they couldn't be with me for the rehab. They both had to work. The word scoliosis means bending. It's Greek. Like I said, I speak a little Greek. So not only do I speak a little Greek and love Greek food, but I have the Greek bending illness of scoliosis. The definition is a three-dimensional deviation in the axis of a person's spine. And this is according to Wikipedia. Scoliosis has been described as a deformity. I was deformed. When people ask me what beauty is, I say it's symmetry. If you take a ruler and divide someone's face, if both sides are even, they're beautiful. Very rarely will you see that kind of evenness, right? Usually people are asymmetrical. In the spine, it's just plain deformed. And that's what scoliosis is. It doesn't include or exclude pain. I never had pain. However, when you get older, it can crush your organs, cause respiratory damage, constipation, because it tightens the stomach and the intestines, limited mobility and functional movement in adults, painful menstruation. In my case, I never had painful menstruation ever. I still don't. I'm extremely mobile and functional, but that's because of my exercise. I am fearful, very fearful that my organs are going to be crushed as I get older. My son does not have scoliosis. Thank God. I watched him and monitored him closely. Last night, I went out to dinner with a friend of mine. He has scoliosis. The uneven look is more apparent. Uneven hips, I have those. But only people that are my lovers can see that. Or if I'm naked in front of someone, I rarely am naked in front of someone, so I don't worry about that. But, you know, heart and lung problems can occur as well. So that's something I worry about. Calcium deposits and cartilage end plates in the discs are something I worry about. The causes of this deformity is very much like cerebral palsy and spina bifida. This is very serious. An estimated 65% of scoliosis cases are idiopathic. About 15% are congenital and 10% are secondary to neuromuscular disease. Yesterday's event raised over $100,000 in 2 hours. But more than that, it created awareness. I met a 2-year-old girl that had the fusion operation. She was so happy. I met a 16-year-old that had it. She was gorgeous. I met a Victoria's Secret model. What we all have in common is the doctor sitting in the room, Dr. Schaffelbarger. He claims to be very proud of being an angler. He didn't care about the saving lives. He wanted to talk about his fishing, which I thought was kind of funny. Surgery for this doctor is usually recommended by orthopedists for curves that are likely to progress greater than 45 to 50% in magnitude. The one on the top, I had two, I have the S curve, was very close to 50. The brace that I wore from the age of 13 to 18. I had a 20-inch waist. My skin would fall off in almost paper sizes because of the padding. It was very tight. It was very hard. Even putting the brace on was difficult for me. Thankfully, I was very popular in school and my sisters would help me, but it was very, very difficult. Scoliosis affects 2 to 3% of the United States population. That's some serious stuff. Serious stuff. Yesterday, there was about 5 different doctors underneath Schaffelberger, and I couldn't help but shake their hand and just thank them. The young ladies that were ambassadoring this program give back hope. One was a tennis player. She had to stop her career. A friend of mine that was on the panel 33 years ago had the fusion. Unfortunately, she might have to have it again because of 2 pregnancies. Obviously, life changes. A pregnancy is something you have to think about. You have to do things in a different way. Life doesn't end. On the contrary, life begins. You just have to do things in a different way. You have different abilities now. Kind of like Wonder Woman, you know. When children are diagnosed, a whole bunch of therapy can happen. So it's not like you have to run to a brace or you have to run to surgery. Now, every public school by the 3rd grade is doing the tests for free. That's amazing. Girls are more likely than boys. The signs of scoliosis is leaning to one side more often than not. An uneven waist, uneven shoulders, a more prominent shoulder blade. I met a young man, Teresa's son, and I interviewed him and his brother would help him. And I don't know what was more touching. A young man that is grateful to have had all the surgeries and help and braces, or his brother who was happy to help him. It is a serious illness, the S word. And losing weight can help to reduce scoliosis symptoms. Pilates helps. Even those who have been diagnosed with scoliosis often experience fewer symptoms of scoliosis if they exercise regularly. I am that woman. I'm that woman. I rarely feel pain in my back, but I work out very, very hard. As people age, they can develop degenerative scoliosis. This occurs because of regular wear and tear on the back over the years, leading to a curve in the spine. Even people that don't have scoliosis start changing. Their bodies start changing. So exercise is just recommended for everyone. Keeping your bones healthy is another way to avoid developing scoliosis because of osteoporosis. So anyway, long story short, I would have never thought that getting the word out would have brought me back to a place in my youth, a place of fear, a place of physical pain, an enormous amount of physical pain. I suffered a lot. I had no pain with my son. I had no pain giving birth. I had no unusual pain, thank God, in my life, really. I just feel like now the children are more fortunate because of the awareness, because of the doctors, because of the procedures out there. They're very lucky. It's more affordable. It's more common. The knowledge is out there. I'm proud to help this community, the Nicholas Children's Hospital, setting scoliosis straight, giving back hope. And more than that, my friend Teresa and her son. I was so happy. I connected with another mom, Josie, and she's at the end of this podcast, which I've known for what? The kids are 17 now, for 17 years, more or less, 15 years. It was just a place of humility. I mean, we're all the same. We're all able to be born with deformity. And this is a matter of health. And what brings us more close together than the need to better health for myself, for the children in that room this weekend, and for the children coming. So scoliosis is a big thing. If you can ever help, this is a month. This is the month of scoliosis, the month of June. If you can find a local area or hospital that you can donate your time, donate money. The organization is Setting Scoliosis Straight. They're from San Diego. I met some great people. Giving Back's Hope. And also just check your kids. Check yourselves. And if you do find that you have it, what you can do immediately is exercise. And yeah, that's it. Scoliosis, let's set it straight. Let's find a cure. Let's do it together. Any questions, any concerns, please call me. And I hope you like the picture of the model that I met. She was like 100 feet tall. She was just stunning. And she says to me, you know, Magda, I'm really happy that I get to bring awareness to the younger kids. And I'm like, no, you're bringing awareness to the older kids. Because without this event, I might have just forgotten about it and kept on going about my life and just kept on doing my thing. because I'm in optimum health. Instead, because of this event, I was brought back to a place of learning and growing, and I was able to help. So Lindsay, my new Victoria's Secret friend, thank you. Teresa, thank you. And that's it. Thanks for listening.
I'm going to like you on Facebook now, Adam. Could you tell me a little bit about why Collectible Gem Society is supporting Give Backs Hope and Setting Scoliosis Straight?
Well, the point and purpose of Collectible Gem Society is to build awareness of not just the gems and the diamonds in general, but to build awareness in all causes that are close and near and dear to our hearts. So that's why we partnered with Teresita and came aboard.
Thanks. This affects me too, so I'm going to thank you in person because I have scoliosis. So anything you do for scoliosis, you're doing for me. Your gems are beautiful. Can you tell me about this monthly subscription real quick and how they can get in touch with you?
Sure. The monthly subscription works that you get a new gem in the mail every month. It's a surprise gem. You get a peridot, an opal, a sapphire, a ruby, an emerald, and it's $67 a month, and a portion of the proceeds is given back to the charity every month. And we also, the first month, you get a 400-page gem guide published by the Smithsonian, and it's just a really unique item. It's a great gift. It's a great surprise. And then we also, as you see here, we have jewelry that you can also, you know, put these stones in jewelry, wear them, enjoy them, and it'll help you perpetuate the cause. Yeah.
So what's the quickest way I can get a stone? How can I reach you?
You can reach us at www.collectiblegemsociety or 844-4-GEM-KIT.
Okay, I'm going to like you right now on Facebook. Thank you, Adam, for your time. James, tell me exactly how you help your brother Jonathan.
I help him put on his brace and give him support whenever he's feeling down.
Honey, do you have your brace on right now?
No.
How often do you wear it to sleep?
Yeah.
Can you put it on yourself or do you need help?
Sometimes I can put it on myself.
And you are how old?
14.
Okay. The reason I'm here is because I love your mom and I think that what she's doing is way cool. But more than that, I'm a little jelly because you guys help each other and I didn't have anyone to help me with my brace. So I just wanted to tell you it was my honor and privilege to meet you both. Josie, can I see your back?
What do you mean, can I see my bag right here?
Can I see your scar?
Oh, right now?
No, I'm just kidding. Josie, how long ago did you have your procedure?
Oh my God, over 33 years ago. Over 33 years ago. It's been a very long time with Dr. Shuffelbarger, which he's still operating and, oh my God, and incredibly advanced with everything with the Scoliosis Foundation and, you know, everything has changed. But yeah, it was 33 years ago with the Harrington rods.
So you're going to be the oldest probably patient in this room tonight. No, well, you're blessed because I wish I would have had that procedure, even though it's the dated one. Still, nevertheless, do you think he saved the quality of your life?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the thing is, scoliosis is also hereditary. My mother has it. And my mom, you know, God bless her soul, she's very curved now. You know, so I would have probably been like that, you know, looking at her, she doesn't want to, you know, go out anywhere because, you know, to some people it is, and then of course it can affect organs. So, I mean, I would have probably definitely would not have the quality of life that I have now. Definitely.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Josie's a personal friend of mine. She's a mom at Gulliver Schools, to two children that are friends with my son, and she just let me into her heart. So thank you, Josie.
I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders. They're yogis. They're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me at www.atrev-t.com. That means to dare. I dare you to contact me. My phone number is 305-903-7160. I'm on Instagram, REVETE. I'm on Facebook, ATREVETE Inc. I'm incorporated. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere. Contact me.